This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. If you know opera, and even if you don't, you've likely heard this famous 19th century aria from Bizet's Carmen. It's among the beloved compositions regularly performed worldwide. Lesser known to audiences are new operas, like one being performed in Northampton this weekend. As we begin our spring music series, New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman has the story of a Smith College professor taking risks with the sound of music.
Imagine you're on an island in the middle of the Mediterranean. This is a scene from the opera Here Be Sirens. The music and book were written by Kate Soper.
The basic premise of Here Be Sirens involves these mythological creatures that are probably familiar to a lot of people in some way. And even if not, we've all probably heard the phrase siren song.
You know the siren song of the late night ice cream sundae, the one too many posts scrolled through on social media. Bad for us, but sometimes irresistible. We in the audience spend 100 minutes with the sirens who every day wait for sailors to be helplessly and involuntarily drawn to the shore where they inevitably crash and die. The siren song is so powerful that what these creatures sing is irrelevant, whether it's the words of great poets or numbers from the phone book. Here Be Sirens gets its name from a phrase found scrawled on medieval maps. The opera is filled with humor, though ultimately at its core, it's about whether we can ever really change. The central conflict is Polyxos, a soprano, the MC of the show, played in this 2014 production by Soper, and she wants off the island and out of this business of luring sailors to their death. Soper has created an opera filled with references to great books and social and psychological theories. The character Polyxo has read everything in the universe and is attempting to research her way out of her predicament, and not just through the wisdom of the ancient Greeks.
She also, for some reason, knows about Freud and Carl Jung and thinks maybe those would be useful avenues to look at. There is a moment when they sing an Edna St. Vincent Millay song.
An Edna St. Vincent Millay poem Soper first set to music in high school. Musical threads that didn't go anywhere from years ago keep returning, she says, and opera is a good way to rework them. But like with other modern art, some audiences may find it hard to label Soper's new librettos with such a classical term.
Opera is a very interesting term now that has just started to describe a lot of different activities in new music. It has maybe less to do with what we have traditionally thought of as opera. So, you know, if you come to this opera, you might wonder, why are they talking all the time? Or why aren't there any instruments? And, you know, where's the coloratura? Or where's the baritone? Or something. So
the field of new music is diverse, Soper says. And it includes everything from new chamber music, including her own, to the music of rapper Kendrick Lamar. He won the 2018 Pulitzer for music for his album Damn, the year after Soper was nominated for her opera Ipsa Dixit. Soper is in her mid-30s, and it's been a busy few years. By her own count, she's written 4 operas, or opera-adjacent things, she says. She's working on another one, loosely inspired by the medieval allegorical tale The Romance of the Rose. It's full-length, multiple singers, electronic instruments, and it features personified characters like Lady Reason and the God of Love.
So Lady Reason sings with a vocoder. It's like Daft Punk or something, like that kind of robot vocal sound. And the God of Love sings with a lot of heavy reverb, you know, like at a bad karaoke place or something.
And the opera will continue on the idea that human desire and how we communicate is complex. Like Here Be Sirens, which is at Smith College this weekend, Soper is composing music intended to help us understand who we are and how we live. old or new, she says. That is something opera has always done. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman. Thank you.